I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Out Radio for August. And part one of the show this month has a particular theme. I'm calling it, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. You see, I spent the last 10 days of June in San Francisco for Pride, and it was a very full visit. I was able to see and meet a lot of GLBT artists, so I decided to put them all in this segment. I started with Andy Bell and a track from his new CD, Nonstop, called DHDQ, which stands for Debbie Harry Drag Queen. He was the main performer at the festival after the Pride Parade. This show will run a little long, as there's just too much to pack into it, and it features a variety of genres. But it happens that 9 of the 17 acts you'll hear are transgender, which is certainly very fine with me. I've done a number of shows on that topic, and it was very cool to meet in person some of the folks I'd only spoken to on the telephone. I'll tell you more about how I met so many in San Francisco after you hear this next song.
Very simple, but I'm just another girl. big rock star. Sheriff Spears think you go that far. Don't you know there's something you ain't got? You need a lot more than a beauty spot. There's something missing right between your legs. It's like a breakfast with that ham and egg. It's all related to anatomy. Still, I'm trying to be the best girl I can be.
That was Lipstick Conspiracy and my favorite song by them, Just a Girl, taken from their 2006 CD, A Perfect Alibi. And I love that band. I interviewed one of their members, Serafina, for my May of 2007 show, so it was a treat to meet her in person. And here's how that happened. While I was in San Francisco, the film festival was going on, and one of the films I especially made a point to see was called Riot Acts, Flaunting Gender Deviance in Music Performance. It was directed by Mattson Minax of the duo Actor/Model. After the showing, your ticket stub got you into an after party at a venue called the Supper Club, so of course I got a cab and trekked over there. I'm so glad I did, as there were performances by five of the acts featured in the film. Lipstick Conspiracy did a long opening set, and they are excellent, and I love the way each of the members got a chance to sing lead vocals. Up next was Shauna Virago. Now, I did not get to see her with a band backing her, so what I saw was sort of acoustic punk, but she did a track I like from her new CD, Objectified. Here's Transsexual Dominatrix.
I am a tranny dominatrix. I am a tranny dominatrix. I do it for the leather, I do it for the power, I do it for the pleasure of $2.50 an hour. I am a tranny dominatrix. I am a tranny dominatrix. I do it to teach boys their place. They look so cute in a collar and leash. I do it to fuck male supremacy. Now what's your my femininity? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I am a tranny dominatrix. I am a tranny dominatrix. I do it to captains of industry and clean-cut pillars of morality. I do it to take them down a notch with their ass in a sling and my boot in the crotch. Yeah, yeah. Oh, whoa, oh, yeah, yeah. Come on. My struggle ain't abstract. It's paying my bills and the clothes on my back. I do it cause I can work no 9 to 5. I won't do no blowjob line. Yeah, yeah.
Following Shauna Virago was the duo Actor/Model, which is comprised of Mattson Minnax, again who directed the film Riot Act, and Simon Strikeback. On their new album called Things You Can't Keep, which Mattson gave to me after the film showing, they are joined by Brenna Sahachian, that might be how you pronounce that name, and you heard the track Everything You Need. Up next is kind of a before and after pair of songs. In 2001, Storm Flores released a CD called Standing Between the Day and the Night, which included the song Gunshots and Love Notes. I want you to pay attention to the change in his voice by the time you hear the second song. He started on T in 2005, and I'm playing the title track from his brand new album, Long Lost Son.
She was down flying saucers in her hand. I told her things that made her cry. She was down with flying saucers in her head. They told her she would surely die. They said, go to your mother, cause I've been milked dry. I don't need another mouth to feed, and I don't need another suicide. And for nights bullied her in two. The Bigfoot in the tunnel, yeah. She used to hide her eyes, she remembers. Gunshots and love, not a hole in her pocket. Go home to your mother, cause I've been milk dry. I don't need another mouth to feed, and I don't need another suicide. Said none of it's true. In my world, some things just are not allowed. But love notes are good. So she kissed a silver girl, felt better, yeah. Spilling out hair and swallowing spiders. Go home to your mother, cause I've been milk dry. Spitting out hair and swallowing spiders, it wiggled and jiggled and jiggled inside her. She kissed a silver girl and felt better, yeah.
On that release, he added, I guess, a middle name, as he's now billed as Storm Miguel Flores. The next act at the party gave us some hip-hop. He's Rocco Cayatos, mostly known as just Catastrophe. His third and latest CD is called The Worst Amazing, and I'm playing for you Halfway Happy.
Shoegazing, glazing the days from the crazed ways of a day so gray with no sun and no fun. I've grazed in greener pastures, eating dinner with disasters. Teens who master the faster, the furious. And isn't it only natural to be this curious? I'm sure it's just a phase, blurry eyed and glazed, haze but happy. And hey, that's what it's all about. You wanna shout, scream, tear the nightmares into dreams. We all have schemes and plans sewn into the palm of our hands. An appetite for etiquette. Excuse me if I forget a bit. It doesn't mean I don't give a shit a little bit. Now live a bit and forgive the inconsequential bullshit. Go on about your day and don't worry about what other people have to say. You're halfway happy with a hole in your heart. You think that someday you'll feel it and you'll fill that part. But you waste countless hours and priceless days hoping that something will save you while you watch your life slip away.
That's why
I try to laugh about death. Let out a deep breath, sigh and forget, and try to let it just set. You don't get a promise, that's why I'm on this. Honest and dawn just might not, so my sight's not hind. I don't rewind, I remind my mind to be kind to others and myself. Not overly enlightened, a little less frightened, but enriched with a good amount of bitch. I ain't rich, but I know about wealth, stealth. I got health as a top priority. I'm sure it's these majority folks that pull the spokes out the wheel and feel they got the raw deal, but I can't steal myself away from feeling so. Sorry for not another soul, for not another day. Sorry,
I don't feel sorry for anyone.
You're halfway happy with a hole in your heart. You think that someday you'll feel it and you'll fill that part. But you waste countless hours and priceless days hoping that something will save you while you watch your life slip away. Distracted by the impact, degraded things bring hateful wings to spread and soar. Or were the kids too bored? Disorders build over the borderline crazy. Well, nothing to maze these hazy-headed bastards off the dime store. Profits illiterate a little bit, illegitimate idiots spit, slobber, slaughter the other lambs and broadcast it live with their webcams. A detached reaction to the fact that no one knows how to act anymore. And actions speak louder than words, so I'll be in the background screaming till my voice runs hoarse. Like,
you're halfway happy, think about it.
You're halfway happy with a hole in your heart. You think that someday you'll feel it and you'll fill that part. But you waste countless hours and priceless days hoping that something will save you while you watch your life slip. Watch your life. You're halfway happy with a hole in your heart. You think that someday you'll feel it and you'll fill that part. But you waste countless hours and priceless days hoping that something will save you while you watch your life slip away.
And the last performer at the Riot Act's after party was really one I was looking forward to seeing live, Joshua Klipp, and I got to see him perform twice while I was in San Francisco, as he was also at the Trans March. I had interviewed him for my July 2007 show, the same year of his debut CD called Won't Stop Now, and he did at the club one of the most popular songs from the CD, One Life.
Seeing me the way that I am, you took the pain and heartache and made it beautiful.
Joshua Clip, and he also sang a song that blew me away that he's not recorded yet. It was the old standard, The Way You Look Tonight, and he did it proud. Wish you could have seen it. Also at the party, I got to meet Anderson Toon, who's been a part of the queer music scene for over 30 years. He wasn't performing, unfortunately, but we got to chat a bit and even shared a cab afterwards back to the Castro. He told me about a song he's done that I so wish I could play for you, but it's not been released. It sounds delicious, as it's a rewritten cover of the song Secret Agent Man, only it's called Secret FTM. Would love to play that for you, but I can't, Blanche, so instead I'm going way back to when Anderson was in a very popular New York City band called The Bloods. Here's their 1981 45 RPM recording, Button Up. Okay, that covers the folks I met after the film showing, but I wasn't at all done seeing artists perform while in the city. I already knew before I got there that an act I just loved would be performing, Coyote Grace, comprised of Ingrid Elizabeth and Joe Stevens. I've told many people that if taking tea did to everyone's voice what it did to Joe's, then everyone should be on it, as Joe's voice sounds to me like you just poured honey over it. I also had interviewed them in 2007 and love their music. From their new CD EP, Buck Naked, is the song Daughter Son.
My haircut don't look right. My clothes don't fit just right. Them boy clothes are too big and the girl's too tight. My feet, they look too small, and I ain't very tall. I fight with my mom every time I go to the mall. If I can't be your daughter's son, I ain't nothing at all. My teachers all off from public school is a war zone. Kids won't leave me and my queenie brother alone. I don't get picked to be on teams, though I'm scrappy and I'm mean. And them girls, they seem to look right through me. My body has betrayed me, my life the sun is setting black at night.
And if I had only known then about those girls, yeah, they saw me all. Well, I'm obviously a man, but I sit down on the can. I get shots in the leg by my lady's helping hand. My scars run across my chest. Dr. Brownstein is the best, and ain't no one can make me wear a dress. Well, just because I've done this doesn't mean you have to do it too. You don't know what it's like now, do you?
Well, I bet some of you do.
With God's design, but where do you draw the line? How about Botox, dye pills, facelifts, braces, nuclear warfare, deforestation, laser hair removal, hydrogenated oils, Viagra? Well, I think I'm doing fine. Well, you're so scared of everything, you shout these rules that you invent. Who are you to force me to believe what you think Jesus meant?
Coyote Grace brought an opening act with them, so this was another treat. She's Angie Evans, and I was very impressed. During the set, she asked the very packed coffee house if there were any requests, so naturally I could not resist. She may have wondered, how on earth does this guy I've never seen before know my music? I requested the song My Politic, so she said, sure, and told the crowd, now if you don't like it, you can blame him. Well, they and I loved it. Angie Evans from her 2008 CD, Cycle Fruit and My Politic.
So concerned with my politic, I keep it positive, and then you call me a bitch. Well, why you so concerned with my politic? I keep on raising my fist, and then you call me a bitch. Well, I say fuck it, call me what you want. I've got liberation in my pockets, and I pull it out for the cause. Well, I say fuck it, call me what you need. Your insecurities do help me proceed to get a little louder. Every time that you call me that word, you see, I get prouder. rather die than not be heard. I am a dyke, queer like the women of my community. And I am as America doesn't want me to be. You see, I've been a sinner. Under the Bible's right hand, they burned me at the stake, and I dress for church. And on every Sunday, I took all the blame. You see, I've been a worker. Rosie falsely empowered my sweat for blood, and I built a family. Invisible to my country, yet so fucking visible to judge. You see, I've been a victim. New York made me bleed at Stonewall, and they rape me still in the darkness of alleys. They rape me still in the darkness of alleys. Well, I've been a feminist all the way from San Francisco to Harlem. I march the streets with a picket on my sleeve, 'cause I made human rights. Yeah, I made human rights. And I am a woman just like the women of my community. And I am as I will always be. So why you so concerned with my politics? I keep it positive, and then you call me a bitch. Well, why you so concerned with my politics? I keep on raising my fist, and then you call me a bitch. Well, I say fuck it, call me what you want. I've got liberation in my pockets, and I pull it out for the cause. Well, I say fuck it, call me what you need. Your insecurities do help me proceed to get a little louder every time that you call me that word. You see, I get prouder, and I'd rather die. So concerned with my politics, I keep it positive, and then you call me a bitch. Well, why you so concerned with my politics? I keep on raising my fist because I refuse to be silenced.
Also at the Coyote Gray Show, I met Megan Nesbitt. She and Colin Daly of the band The Ex-Boyfriends and two others comprise a new band, Lucky Jesus, which is the title of their debut album. You might call their music pop queercore. Their songs are short, so I'm giving you two, Making Up Our Love and Don't Want to See Her.
Nobody else but you.
I've been friends online for many years with Larry Bob Roberts, and on my trip to San Francisco in June, I got to finally meet him and spend some time with him. He certainly seems to have the pulse of what's going on musically in that city and beyond. I highly recommend you check out his website, and I just love its name, holytitclamps.com. You'll be amazed at all the information there. And he's in a band. It's called Winsome Griffles, and in addition to himself, Jack Curtis Dubowski plays and sings on it, and Jack produced their 2007 CD called Meet the Griffles. From it are Gay Cruz and Your New Stupid Boyfriend.
Trip that appeals to me. Now I'm stuck on the ocean for the next 10 days with a boatload full of mainstream gays. I wanna go ashore. Bags are packed to go. I can't take no more. Get me off of this gay cruise. My boyfriend enjoys the cruise. Drinks plenty of cruise ship booze. He spends each day working on his tan. Each night has sex with a different man. I wanna go ashore. Bags are packed to go. I can't take no more. Get me off of this. To go instead on a straight sea cruise. I wanna go ashore. Bags are packed to go. I can't take no more. Get me off of this gay cruise. Get me off of this gay cruise. Get me off of this gay cruise. Get me off of this.
He's got big feet, yeah. mention some hot porn. It did seem appropriate. You were all over it. You used to sleep over, no drama to weep over. I used to kiss you, now I just miss you, since you got your new boyfriend. Up, come crawling back to me. If you never make up before the next one, if you ever find one as faithful as me, as stupid as me. We used to have benefits, but that was the end of it, since you got your new boyfriend. All about your new stupid boyfriend. Yada, yada, yada. Your new stupid boyfriend. Oh my God. Your new stupid boyfriend. Talk to the hand. Your new stupid boyfriend.
He's so tall. He's so rich. He's so fine. Smells divine. He's so young. He's so hung. He's so sweet. He's got big feet.
Yeah, 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 yeah. New stupid boyfriend. Yeah, yeah.
Again, that was Winsome Griffles from Meet the Griffles. A footnote on Jack Curtis Dubowski. I played a long set by him on my Out Radio show last month, where I did a special segment called These Instrumentals Are Gay. I'm going to bend the opening premise of the show just a bit. The theme is supposed to be artists I saw in San Francisco, and I had planned to see Alex Dobkin and Frank play together after the Dyke March. And I was at the location the local gay newspaper said they would be, corner of 19th and Castro. I was there waiting around for a couple hours. It wasn't my fault they played at Dolores Park, and the paper got it wrong. I was not pleased, as I love them both. I'm not going to punish you for the newspaper's mistake. So, by Alex Dobkin, here is a song that's been one of her classics ever since it appeared on her 1976 album, Living with Lesbians. Here's Amazon ABC. And it'll be followed by a rare song by Frank.
A one, two, three,
yeah. Hey, you're an Amazon, becoming brave and strong, clearly and consciously you see. V, you're so dykey, how you excite me, how fortunate a female faculty. Oh, G, I guess it's good for me. H, how heavenly, I never knew how butchy I could be. J for sweet justice, K for sweet kisses, L-E-S-B-I-A-N for letting go of M-E-N. Oppression is no longer over me. Oh, P is political, power to the personal, Q for the queer you feared you are. Remember, you gotta respect your essential sensibilities. Between us is the tie, uterine empathy. V is for vagina, the virgin. You can double your experience until you get through to exactly where you want to exist. Why let them drive you crazy? Just... for that queer you feared you are. Remember, you gotta respect your essential sexuality. Between us is a diuterine empathy. The is your vagina, the virgin. You can double your universe until you get through to exactly where you want to exist. Why not? Why stop? But it's not easy.
After Alex Dobkin, I gave you an unreleased song by Frank, and I'm sure you figured out it was called Tupperware Lady. She gave me that after I interviewed her in 2005, and I think it was intended for some sort of release, but I don't think that ever happened. So that makes it another rare track only heard here. Alex and Frank are both musical heroes of mine, and I got to meet another. I had interviewed Blackberry way back in November of 2001, and consider him definitely one of our pioneers. He was on the landmark album Walls to Roses in 1979, and released his own classic album in 1981, called Blackberry and Friends, Finally. He's also contributed his music to a couple of iconic films, Looking for Langston and Tongues Untied. Now, I've had sporadic contact with him over the years, but have never met him, and I wanted to. So I wrote him that I would be in town, and we set up a lunch. Privately, I kind of wondered if we would have much to talk about. I mean, I hadn't talked to him in 9 years. I need not have worried, as we talked for 3 hours, and I loved it. I want to share with you one of his songs that was never commercially released. This is from the 1989 film Looking for Langston. Here is Beautiful Black Man.
Face discrimination too. Got here about 10 when I walked in this place. Hardly nobody here would look me in the face. You're such a beautiful black man, but somehow you've been made to feel that your beauty's not real. You're such a beautiful black man. Walk with your head bending low. Don't you do that no more. 24 black men, did they ask for ID? Did they want two pictures, or did they want three? I know it's hard, but sometimes we must just walk away, shake our heads in disgust. You're such a beautiful black man, but somehow you've been made to feel that your beauty's not real. You're such a beautiful black man. Come on, put a smile on your face. Be proud of your race. I'm saying you're beautiful. Saying you're beautiful. Don't you know you're beautiful, beautiful. You got a beautiful face. I'm saying you're beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. Come on now and be proud of your race. I'm saying now, come on, be proud of it, proud of it. Come on.
Again, that was Blackberry. I'm winding down this first hour of Out Radio for August, and I saw this next performer while he was doing a guest spot for another artist. I'll tell you about the other artist in a moment, but this one's name is Seth Bedford, and he describes his style as kind of classical cabaret. Well, I'll read you the description from his bio. Photographer, painter, composer, arranger, lyricist, violist, accordionist, and vocalist Seth Bedford blends the musical idioms of Weimar Cabaret, American Jazz, Tin Pan Alley, French Chanson, Tango, New Wave, early 20th century concert and chamber music, and a variety of other musical sources to create a sound that defies categorization. Well, I found him and his accordion quite charming. This song is called Missionary Man.
Yeah. missionary man. Don't mess with the missionary man.
This is J.D. Doyle, and you've been listening to Out Radio, and this is just part one. There are three more to come. Okay, I've been saving this artist for last, and I adore her. I've been following the music of Veronica Klaus since her first CD in 1997, and have interviewed her several times. I had met her before, but had never had the chance to see her perform live. So when I first made my reservations for the San Francisco trip at the end of last summer, one of my thoughts was, gee, I hope Veronica is playing when I'm there. And I just kept thinking that, even writing her, Veronica, you simply must be performing when I'm there. And she was, doing her recurring act at Enrico's in North Beach. I was in heaven, as she did my favorite song of hers, Black Diamond Days. This version comes from her 2005 album, Live at the Lodge, Veronica Klaus.
Never had a chance to be a little girl. Changed so fast. She's a woman in this just a visitor, a stranger in town. The same but different, still knows her way around. The old slag pile, the five and dime. People and places remain in her mind. But you can't go back to a church that burned down a lifetime ago. Dying corsets in a chili pot. Nobody noticed, but no one forgot. Not quite black, always shades of gray. Father doesn't have anything to say, you see. Things like this don't happen. A gem in the palm of her hand. Could give a rat's ass if they don't understand. From that old coal town to a golden coast, you see, she's lived a larger life than most. You just can't force this jewel of a girl into a heart.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a fabulous night. And I thank you for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, the band. Tammy Hall, Tom Greaser, Daniel Fabricant, Randy O'Dell on drums, Bill Hampton on guitar, David Kopler on percussion, Eddie and Paul. Oh. Thank you so much, Antonio. Very sweet. Very sweet. Sing her shine.